Eliane Elias was raised in the Brazilian city of Sao Paulo in the 1960s. Bossa Nova was all around her, and she loved it. In 1981, Elias left Brazil for the U.S., but Brazil never left Elias. Her latest CD captures the cool and romantic spirit of the music she grew up with. The world's Ken Bader has today's global hit.
Eliane Elias's new album is a tribute to bossa nova.
It's a very sensual type of music that mixes the Brazilian elements of rhythm and the language, you know, the Portuguese language, mixed with some beautiful harmonies that are European harmonies and somewhat like the format of American standards. So it's a perfect combination.
Dentro dos meus braços, os abraços são de 100 milhões de abraços, apertado assim, colado assim, calado assim, abraços e beijinhos, carinho sem ter fim, que é pra acabar com esse negócio de você viver sem mim.
This is Chega de Saudade from Elias's CD. The album is called Bossa Nova Stories. Elias says selecting the tunes was half the fun.
First of all, I wanted to include the songs that launched the bossa nova, which were Chega de Saudade and Desafinado.
Se você disser que eu desafino, amor.
Besides that, of course, I included The Girl from Ipanema.
Tall and thin and young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking in. When she passes, each one she passes goes.
I recorded a Gershwin tune like They Can't Take That Away From Me.
The way you haunt my dreams. No, no, they can't take that away from me.
And I recorded other American standards and even brought in a couple of more contemporary tunes, one by Stevie Wonder.
Mary wants to be a superwoman, but is there really in her hand? But I just wanna live each day to love her for what she is.
I made those also with the bossa nova rhythm and sensibility in order for people to say, hey, we can continue this music, bringing music that is not only from Brazil, but they're all great songs that can be done as bossa nova.
Elias first established herself as a pianist in the late 70s. It wasn't until a decade later that she started to sing, too. Elias feels that her vocals and her piano playing make for a good mix.
The voice is much more intimate, and I have a smaller range to deal with. So they are different. Although if you know, you know, my heart and my way of expressing, you say, well, this is her. But the piano would sound very fiery and the voice would sound like warm and more intimate. So it's an interesting combination.
Hey. Hey.
Eliane Elias's new album is called Bossa Nova Stories.
And me.
For The World, I'm Ken Bader.
Thank you for joining us today. From the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. We'll be back right here tomorrow with another spin of the world.
The World's Global Hit podcast is brought to you by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting the health of people and communities through grant-making, employee giving, and volunteerism. The Medtronic Foundation, on the web at medtronic.com.